Hacks.
Ring a ding ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Scott Morrison to my Jacinda Ardern, Nick Capper.
Yo, shake my hand, man.
That's good.
Shake my hand.
Yeah, that's
shake
what he says.
Give it a little shake.
He loves saying that. That's his catchphrase.
That's what he says to Jacinda. He's like, yo, Jacinda.
Does he say yo?
Yo.
Yeah.
ScoMo says yo all the time.
ScoYo?
Yeah. Didn't you hear his first single? I'm the sco to the mo, and here's the yo.
That's pretty cool, man.
That sounds like a bad, really bad Australian comedy sketch that will probably go ahead at some time. Like, what if ScoMo rapped?
Yeah, I'm Scott Morrison, and I'm here to say,
yeah,
I'll watch my country burn in a major way. It's pretty good.
Yes. Speaking...
I'm going to speak up. That was so good.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, well, she couldn't contain herself because the comedy's so good already.
You had me at ScoYo.
Our returning guest, Alex Ward, is here. How are you, Alex? You good?
I'm so good.
Yeah. We're in Capper's bedroom. It's weird.
Yeah.
I feel like the queen. You guys might be the king, but I'm the queen of this room.
You are.
You get to see where the king sleeps.
Where the king sleeps.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle.
The king pre-jacks tonight.
It's pretty nice. It's nice that you have a window.
It sucks that you know that I just pre-jacked. Now we got a nice little window. We got beer coasters of where we've been.
I thought you meant I was meant to be using one for my beer.
I know, we're all drinking.
No, but we're drinking. We're going to have some drinks.
It's like five coasters, man.
Oh, we've got more. They kept fucking falling off because they're on top of the window.
Man, and so that's your touristy thing? You get a coaster in every destination you've been to?
Yeah, we like to get around.
Is
you
that
know?
Just like pubs in Melbourne?
We're not a normal couple that travels. We like to travel to pubs and get the coasters. We really like to mix things up.
Free souvenirs.
Yeah, we wear band shirts and stuff. Sometimes we hire bicycles. We're pretty rad that way.
You guys are cool. I can tell from the bedroom that you're pretty cool.
Let's look around the bedroom, though, and like discuss some
what
things.
What we see? There's like six dildos.
Please don't.
Three lubes.
There's an Elon Musk book.
Yeah.
My dad lent me that. He's like, he read it and he's like, oh, you gotta, Elon Musk, he really knows what he's doing. He knows how to talk to people. This is what you gotta do, Nick.
Okay? Oh, shit.
Yeah. He goes, he knows how to set a deadline. And what he does is he asks the person the deadline. And no matter how big it is, he lets them do it. But if they don't have it done in that deadline, that's when he gets angry.
So you could just say 97 years.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, fuck.
Look, be honest, I haven't tackled the book myself.
you didn't give yourself a deadline to read the book?
No way.
You failed the first test.
Yeah. Well, I was going to read it, and then I saw what he named his kid and stuff, and
yeah.
I don't know. It seems like a bit of a whack job, but maybe they're the savants.
I feel like every name was weird once upon a time. He's just... Whatever.
I like Grimes. Everyone's ragging on him and Grimes, but I like Grimes, the singer.
Grimes has some good songs.
Yeah, she's got some real good songs.
I don't know any of her music whatsoever.
Oh, yeah?
It's not really like your style. It's not like Canadian. It's not pop corn.
Bare naked ladies.
She doesn't wear suspenders and a checkered tie and shit like that.
Some after Converse all these years, and a little...
You think I'm Canadian after all these years.
I know you're not, but you got that vibe.
Just a cheese dick.
I think like an American in Australia too long just sounds like a Canadian.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what I've turned into.
Just get a little bit too nice.
I'm polite now. I'm nice. Yeah. I brought a box of cookies to the house because we're going to be having dinner later. And I was like, my contribution will be dessert. And then it was quickly, I was made to feel not as special as I had hoped because someone had brought cookies a week ago and much more.
Yeah.
And the exact same cookies.
Yeah, from the exact same place.
The exact same brand of the really nice cookies, but they bought a box twice as big.
And it sucks because to get those cookies from that place, you've kind of got to go out of your way a little bit.
Oh, we had to queue up. It's super popular.
You had to queue up. You're 1.5 meters away from each other.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it was a real Bobka episode.
chocolate Bobka.
We should explain the premise of the podcast before we...
get too far in. So we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. Yeah. And then I think what I'm going to change something, because when you did the podcast before, we had a bell. If something came up on your phone, you could ding out. We haven't had a bell in 3 months.
Yeah.
I think we do a safe word now. So if something comes up, like, so we have a safe word for each episode.
Okay.
Yeah?
Mine is Elon Musk's child's name.
Can you say it?
AEX12?
Something 12 moon.
Yeah, it's all symbology. All right,
mine is just Grimes.
Grimes.
The weirdest thing is, man, there's been a bell. There's been at least two bells in this room.
Yeah.
For... ever since I moved in here, from us buying bells at the last minute.
All right.
Bells sounds like the old worldy name for a hot chick. Two bells in a room.
I thought he just meant...
I've had two bells on one time in this room.
Capper has one next to his bed, so like when he wants something, he just rings a bell.
He has two because no one responds to the first one.
Yeah.
Try the bigger bell. Again, nothing.
He's like, oh, I need more vinegar up here. It stinks like vinegar in this room.
Yeah, I feel like no one's going to understand that reference.
I explained it, though, right after. So there you go.
That bell was so good until she watched Handmaid's Tale. And now the fucking...
She won't do anything?
Now she rings the bell for me.
As it should
Damn
be.
Damn it.
Yeah, it's 2020, you know?
Yeah.
You should have held your own a little bit.
Oh, no. I had to cut her hair out of the vacuum cleaner today.
Did you?
The vacuum cleaner was full of hair.
Oh, shit.
Full of it, and not my hair.
Yeah.
I'm angry.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You're doing the vacuuming and then fixing the vacuum. That seems like too many gender roles. Yeah. Assigned to one person.
Well, welcome to the Phone Hacks podcast. We do things a little differently here.
Yeah. Okay? All right. So the safe word then is Grimes. If something comes up in your phone you want cut from the episode or you don't want to talk about altogether, just say Grimes and we'll move on or edit it out. How's that sound?
Great. Grimes. Grimes. I got Grimes. I want this out.
All right. We'll cut all that.
I'm already uncomfortable.
That's fine. Yeah. What's been happening, Wardo? Like, have you been socializing much since restrictions?
I actually have been very strict on myself. I've been abiding by the rules. Yeah. So, not much. I've seen like a couple of people since they lifted the restrictions. When it comes to draft tweets, you're not going to get any because I deleted my Twitter off my phone for like a couple days. I was like, I want to get off Twitter for a bit.
Yeah.
I only lasted 2 days. I don't even tweet that much. I think that's the problem. I just sitting there looking around. I'm like, nah.
You
lurk. Need to get rid of it. Yeah. And then I realized that when you delete it, you lose all your draft tweets. I lost about 70 shithouse.
70 shithouse tweets.
But still, they were there.
They were there.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we live.
Safety net I lost. Since then, I've just been constantly drunk.
All right.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
No, you should be.
What have I been doing? Just the usual. My life is preoccupied by my two dogs. I thought they wouldn't take that much time.
You're looking fresh.
I've been running.
Corona's been great to you.
I think, yeah.
That sounds like you've actually had it. You had corona and you've lost some weight.
I haven't.
No, really, like nimble. You know what I mean? Looking nimble.
You look like
I could, you know, Scarlett
Fight
Johansson
you.
And
you
in
look
Avengers.
Like Scarlett Johansson. Okay, great.
You know, you could really.
Don't put up a photo of me, by the way. I look exactly like her.
You look like you could do one of those running wall jumps. You know how they run and jump off the wall?
Yeah.
Could you do those?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't have to prove it. I can, if I don't have to prove it, I can do it.
You said today, you did a tweet today. It was something like, were you trying to book a country house or something to get away?
No, I've just been watching heaps of Escape to the Country, which is this British like reality show, you know.
Yeah.
So they meet mostly the most boring people you've ever met, white British people.
Yeah.
And they want to move from London to the country. And for some reason, this show just like it hits every comfort spot in my body. Like I skip through the heritage of the local town. So I like always meet with a local to talk about the like iron rich water, and I'm like, fuck that. I'll just skip through that. So then we'll get to the part where they're always like, oh, we want a refurnished barn, and then they're always just like, we have this shit brick house, and they're like, oh. But anyway, I'm addicted to it.
All right. Has this given you kind of blue balls, this corona thing? Because you've kind of, what we've talked about in Patreon and a lot on this episode other episodes, is that now that we know the podcast works over Zoom, I've been thinking, fuck, I can escape to the country. Like, I I don't have to do stand-up. I can just do this.
Yeah.
A little bit. And my day job, which is writing for, you know, like a...
TV show, yeah.
Whatever. Mm. Like Escape a current to the country. Affair show. I've been doing that from home for months and I'm like... What? Like, and it's fine. And I'm just like, I could actually, escape. So, yeah, I do a lot of Googling of, like, cabins.
Yeah.
And so internet you are plans. Tempted. I am tempted to leave. To move.
Yeah. Me too.
Work on my wall running.
Yeah.
It's like return in 5 years is the greatest wall runner you've ever seen.
Well, Capra, it would just be return to the country for you.
Yeah, I'm thinking of it. I got offered a couple of good offers from a couple of mates out on farms. They were like, if you want to come out and drive a tractor for a few weeks, but it was just that little bit too late.
Yeah.
When things kind of started picking back up here, and it's actually been fucking busy.
Right.
People getting me to do weird Zoom gigs and stuff. And
you're saying yes to those.
Yeah. I don't know, but weird kind of shows and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I don't
know. You would thrive in the country, though, you know? Like on a farm, like you said, pigs and
I am not
eggs,
ruling it out.
Your two favorite things.
Man, if we could just do writing, it'd be like the goal is we all did stand up, right? But when you realize you should just be writing, you're like, oh, I could just write anywhere.
Yeah.
Just like. I wrote something recently and I maybe have to act in it. I got really annoyed because I'm like, just let me write it. Like, come on.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to the country, swim in the stream.
Oh, that's it. Well, I think most people are realizing they could work from home and it's better and it's no, you know, like if anything, they're more productive, you know?
I think I have been.
Yeah.
I've been getting way more jokes off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's great.
I think I'm just less. I think it's probably undiagnosed ADD like most women that have it. And I just like just constantly want to chat, talk. And now I have no one to talk to. I'm just like, oh, I actually do my work.
It's just the two dogs.
Yeah. They can't respond, which helps.
It's a glass of wine in your hand. Just a real Hemingway style of writing
for
TV.
That is the other thing. You can have knockoff drinks every day.
Yeah. I don't know if Hemingway is the best example because that ends badly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, because he died.
Never
had. He shot his head off.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know he killed himself.
Oh, really?
Is it a bad
anyway,
ending?
Anyway, whatever you got to do for TV, you got to do.
Is it bad ending if it's sweet, sweet relief, man?
No, I guess,
you don't know me.
That's true.
I'll take the dogs out with me.
To each his own. Well,
run off a wall and then off a cliff.
The classic dog murder suicide.
I want to be the first.
Fuck.
It is fucking hard because I think if this came around earlier in my stand-up career, I would have just gone, no, stand-up is what I love. I'll keep going, you know. But once you've been bitter and beaten down and realize that there's
no light.
Your
room smells
like
vinegar.
Yeah, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Why? Is it? I don't know. Maybe
it
that
actually has died down now. It's because of the beautiful cooking going on downstairs. It must just be coming up through.
And
the
it's cooking
floor.
For you, Mike, because you wanted a Reuben.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm here. I'm going to have a Reuben. Yeah, I'm excited. I brought cookies. You know, whatever.
Yeah. I was going to have a cookie, but that might not be enough.
God damn it!
Definitely not as many as the last time.
Well, with restrictions, I thought I brought... Well, if we split them in two, there will be enough for everybody.
You call me fat? What's going on?
No, you're Scarlett Johansson.
I'm a wall runner, baby.
So what happened last week? What happened last week? We'll do a bit of a recap.
We had Limo on last week's episode. Great.
So good.
Yeah, just killer.
One of our favorite... I tell you what, though, Mike. Look, not to brag. Sorry, Wardo. But... Last six episodes, four, five, six, have been really good. I've been saying that a lot.
No pressure.
This has been one of the best. Yeah. You know, we got water. We want to take a bit of a break. We want to chill out.
We need a bad one to break up the good one.
Just to keep the listeners on their toes a little bit. No.
They've been fire, nonstop fire. And Limo, I was like, I didn't know how we'd go with it, because he didn't even ask what the podcast was.
Yeah.
I thought he's going to get here and freak out. What are you going through my phone or whatever?
Yeah.
An absolute professional.
He was great. And it was also our first episode after coming out of isolation. Mm. So being in the same room.
After coming out. As a couple.
We all came out of the closet. And
that's wild.
Yeah.
Limo walked in. We were cucking.
Yeah. We were jacking each other.
We were jacking. And he was cool. He was a professional.
The phone jacks.
He was like, it's the 21st century. You can do what you like.
Yeah. And then we jacked him at at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's our thing now. We, no more hex, just jacks.
He's a father that does stand up. He'd probably be like, finally.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Wife's at home. Yeah. At least I'm getting jacked off somewhere.
Man, that's a great take on a, just on like a cruise ship comedian, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, the wife's at home. She's not giving me any.
It's a classic. I'll take anybody.
Yeah.
I'll get jerked off on this podcast. Yeah. It's pretty good.
It's just a dude walking through the crowd asking to get jacked off by anybody.
Limo's on, and I did a rap about how I was pro COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
So that was fun. It was actually quite good. I'm actually quite the accomplished freestyler.
I would believe it after your little rap before. I would believe it. I believe it, man.
Yeah, this is Gomos. Yo-Yo Ma. I didn't do anything. Capper found, he had like a Facebook comment. So there's a page called Everyday Health.
Yes.
Which is a health and wellness page. There's like, I don't know, 100,000 people who follow this page or something. It's massive, right? Yeah. And Capper's hack, do you have it handy?
They had a photo and an article on Everyday Health saying,
are you managing your stress? That one?
Yeah. And then just, I think you swipe to the side, water.
Capper's comment.
Yeah. Hi. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
I suffer from TPS. And then in brackets to explain it, thin penis syndrome. I've been told I can change my diet to add more girth down there. Any advice?
Pretty good. So that went up on the post. That's still there, right?
Has it got a reply yet?
And it's got like 3 million
replies?
It's got like 3 million likes. And then so people.
Your
comment has 3 million
likes.
No. The page has.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
So just heaps of people see it. And then also my friends, it must pop up in their feed.
Yeah,
because if
so,
it's
heaps of my friends were like commenting on it, going, "Hey, Cap, good work." One friend said, "This is probably not for your podcast." Stuff like that, you know. So people still wouldn't get it, like give it away.
Yeah.
and anyway, people were saying mine should be very small. Then,
what?
I don't know. All these are baffling to me.
Mine should be very small then.
Yeah. My mate, I got like 8 likes from friends.
All right.
On the comment.
No randos.
And it said, hack or not, I can see this being a serious problem that needs addressing.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was so fucked.
So it was all people who kind of knew what was up. There wasn't any randoms that responded earnestly or gave you some good advice.
I'll take a little look.
Big sigh for Mordo.
It sounds like everyone's pretty... No, I just forget to breathe these days. It's like I'm always... When I was out and about, I was holding my breath so much that now I literally just forget to breathe.
Oh, God. The holding the breath when
you
someone...
You would understand this. You're a bit of a germaphobe. Oh, you get it.
When people walk past you, and they look like a mouth breather.
I lost it one day when I was on the tan, jogging on the tan, and this old man spat, and it almost hit me. Like, he just spat, and I fucking, like... I was the first time I thought I was maybe going to punch someone.
Yeah.
Like, I ran fast after him.
So
but
disgusting.
Then, as I was about to start, like... going crazy, I just ran past him. I was like, don't do it. I was like, what is this? He's so old.
Yeah, he's the at-risk group.
He definitely looked like he had thin dick syndrome.
TPS for that old man. Going through the comments?
I got one comment, one really funny comment. AMA, in brackets, New South Wales, equals mafia gang. Australian Medical Association takes money from criminal doctors and supports them. I didn't have to have surgery. And then it just says, AMA must be prosecuted. AMA agents gave me a fake lab certificate. They tried to make me addicted and the internet hacked my house and my phone. Everyone is like me and wants to help. Send me email and it's got the Gmail.
Grimes. Yeah. Let's get rid of this.
Yeah, I know. Can we Grimes my son is,
Can we Grimes someone else?
You just got grimed.
That made me feel more drunk than I am. Like, what is he talking about?
I don't know. That's some
mafia.
Yeah, it was some conspiracy theorist was thinking that thin penis syndrome might have been part of the mafia or something.
Oh, wow. All right. We'll fucking screenshot that. We'll put it up.
I reckon that person has a thin penis.
Yeah.
They're blaming the mafia.
That's classic TPS. All conspiracy theorists have TPS. They would, you know, because you just want to project outside of yourself.
Girthy
you're worried
guys,
about,
they're cool.
Yeah,
you know, they're not thinking about.
Girthy guys are just secure.
They're chill. They're laid back. You know,
girth boys do podcasts.
They don't go incognito on the Google tab. No way.
I feel like there's an equivalent for women, but it has nothing to do with their groin. Girth girls.
Or
someone else. I don't know what it is. It's like inbuilt inside.
Is there a difference?
Maybe we have uterus sizes we can't see, but it does affect us.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a girth girl.
It's an attitude, though. Yeah, you know? It's like, oh, she's got a girthy ute.
Girthy ute. Yeah.
And the biggest girthy ute girls do drive utes as well.
Yeah, of course. They would.
I thought maybe like a 90s term, busty. You know what I mean?
Well, like that means big titties.
Yeah, but I think big titties is different to busty.
No.
You know busty, how they want to bust out. You can have big ones that don't want to bust out.
No, busty is just big tits.
I thought busty would be like...
You thought it was an empowering term?
Yeah. Like, you know, no, not empowering. No way.
Yeah.
But you know when they just want to get out.
Yeah.
What, the titties perky. Or the person?
Yeah, the titties. They just like want to...
How is that...
That's busty, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You know, you see them in the '90s that are busty boobs. You know,
they were only busty in the '90s.
You sound like a 15-year-old who's like talking to your mates after watching porn.
Yeah. They were real busty.
You know, I don't think that gives a woman confidence though. If her tits are about to fall out,
that actually
would make her quite self-conscious. I think if they're about to pop out.
If she was leading with the nip. That wouldn't give her more confidence.
Depends on if she's come out of the house intending for it, you know, maybe.
Leading with the nip.
You know, when they're just sticking out.
Yeah. You know? Doesn't everyone lead with the nip?
Yeah, but not really. You know what I mean?
They don't lead nip.
You know, you can operate it like...
If you're not leading with the nip, your tits are fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Get your fucking flapjacks.
I get my nips to the side where they bag them along.
Yeah, the people whose nips are pointing downwards, so is their gaze. They have no confidence.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of true, you know.
And their
self-esteem. Yeah,
exactly.
Really damn.
Where you got someone who leads with a nip. You know what I mean? You don't want to cross them. You don't want to cut the line in front of them.
No, yeah, of course.
Fuck you up.
Proud to say, I do lead with the nips.
Take your eye out. With
and
one
a side, a side nip, a side pointing nip is bizarre as well. The cockeyed nip. That's
I've
a,
never seen one.
No,
in the flesh.
Oh. Well, I think it's a more of a dude thing because...
What, a side nip?
Yeah, like
I've
a
never
nip.
Seen a side nip on a dude.
You know who's got side nips is people who used to be very large and then lose all the weight quickly. And then all of a sudden the nip is just like fucking, it's floating all around the torso.
Yeah.
And then you got a fucking side nip situation. So, you know, you got to watch out for that.
You're talking side inner or side outer?
I'm talking both.
Yeah, baby.
Well, multi-side.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's a bonus.
Yeah.
Two at once.
It's a bonus. And Lemos.
Lemos hack was so good. You got to love this one,
Water. What'd you do it?
We got him to write because our friend Tim Hewitt has made like a footy show sketch.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on ABC.
Yeah.
And we got Limo to write, hey, mate, saw your footy thing. Very funny. Usually footy is my turf. I have a lot of free time right now. If you need someone in the show.
Yeah, feel free to write me in if you have anything for me, right? Mm-hmm. And Huey responded, of course, he lives online. He responded within 5 minutes saying, haha, glad you liked it. Don't have anything going at the moment, but once live shows kick off again, I'll hit you up. And this was after we recorded then, and then he responded immediately, Limo, back to Huey, and he said, cool, if you ever need me to punch up any of your footy comedy, just let me know.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, exactly.
Did he get a reply to that?
Well, we don't know. We should have followed up before recording.
We'll follow up with Lima. But the coolest thing is we still haven't told Huey. So he'll only...
I reckon he wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah.
I reckon.
But I was hoping to get some screenshots or something like, look what crazy Limo sent me or, you know. He's gone nuts in ISO.
Just to say footy comedy is my turf and then I can punch it up if you need. I thought that would push it over the edge.
Yeah.
Does that make you think that Huey's really living up top after his sketch? He's like, yeah, fucking everyone wants a piece of me now.
Probably.
He's like, everyone. Like, it'd be funny if he was getting texts from all the big radio hosts as well.
Yeah. Favola sent him a text and he's like,
Huey's messaging him and he's like, oh, it's just another one today.
Maybe we should keep it going like that, not actually tell Huey, hope he doesn't listen to the episode.
Yeah.
And then
get some other guys.
I'll try and get Huey on soon and then we'll just get him the message. Yeah. Huey.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's great. We just get everyone to do with footy.
And
then
it all turns out. Will Anderson, get them all.
And it turns out it was just a fucking prank. It was just us.
Huey's just on the biggest chubby.
Yeah.
Just going, oh, I made it.
Yeah, fucking nips pointing forward for life.
Fucking big girth boy.
He's leading with the knob.
Oh, yeah. He's knob forward.
Yeah, but it was a great hack, great ep. And, what do you say we get into the goddamn phones right now?
Into the phones. All right. So we didn't have music on the phones last week. Well, with the wheel, because I don't know what's going on with the app and my phone. I probably could have just reinstalled it. So, sorry, Wardo, no jingle for you.
No jingle.
I'm fine
with
that.
You don't have to pass it just yet. It's fine.
Yeah.
you looked over enthusiastic, like, yeah, take my phone. Look at all the weird shit I got.
And I've got plenty of sanitizer on me if you're weird about Capper holding your phone. I understand completely.
It's all right. We already hugged.
Yeah, right.
We went for the elbow and then Water's like, bring it in.
Bring it in.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just visited friends before this and he went for the shake and I shook.
Like the hug is better than the shake.
Yeah. Shake is bad. That's the first handshake in months for me and I felt weird about it.
Really?
It felt too intimate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Skin to skin is skin a lot. See, like hugging, it's just jumper to jumper.
That's a lot for you outside of Corona.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Like, what's going to happen in stand up when the MC introduces you? You just bow? Like, this is what the Chinese wanted the whole time.
you haven't done any Zoom gigs.
This is what they wanted. They were talking about stand up over there in Australia, and they're like,
let's make them bow.
They're watching videos of us doing stand up.
All right, we'll see if the music's going. So, I guess we're passing our phones to the left. So, Capper, you'll get mine. I'll get Wardo's.
All right.
And you'll pass the piece of shit oppo to Wardo. We'll spin the wheel each time. Yell Grimes at any point if you feel unsafe.
Okay.
No music still. I don't know what the fuck
is. Yeah, what's going on? Is Widodo the...
There it is. We got some music.
So good to hear that.
And it is Search History.
Oh, Mike. You always have very interesting stuff.
Yeah, well, because I've just been sitting at home, and I'm a very inquisitive individual.
You are an inquisitive individual.
I reckon mine's
going to
be boring. I don't remember.
We'll spin the wheel each time, so you might have something else altogether. But Capper, we did Search History for me last week. But
yeah.
Go through that, land on something, and I'll see if I can explain it, if I can even remember why I searched it in the first place.
Man, this is pretty badass right here, right up the top. Anti-flag, bright lights of America lyrics.
Uh-huh.
So anti-flag.
Shit, man.
Fuck, bro.
Pretty cool.
That's pretty fucking cool.
I'm pretty cool.
I reckon, yeah, all right. Except for your fear of skin.
Do you know the song?
No.
Do you know the band?
I know the song and the band.
Yeah.
I don't know much more than that.
Though. Right. Anti-Flag is a punk band from the States, and they quite good, you know, but kind of this political slant that's just like you kind of thought was cool when you were a teenager, but then when you get a little older, you're like, who gives a fuck what these guys have to say about anything? anyways... I saw a tweet that said the most forced lyric of all time in terms of making something rhyme was the Sex Pistols when they rhymed Antichrist with Anarchist. Anarchist, right?
Yeah.
And then I commented and I go, well, this one is up there because in that song, Anti-Flag, they rhyme the bright lights of America and the next line is life and death and a sold out Erica. Because I had nowhere else. So that's the whole chorus. They just go life and death and a sold out Erica, and like that's the whole. And every time I was like, that is the most shoehorned, painful fucking lyric of all time. And it's a great song.
But every great song also can just have a lyric like that.
Yeah.
Was a Drake song I really like, and he says, "Even if you had a twin, I'd still choose you."
Oh.
But in the part of the song, it sounds perfect. Yeah. And he's already got a lot of, you know, let's not talk about his issues. So he can do some great music.
Yeah.
But that line, I'm just like, that's a stupid line. It's like, you fucking idiot.
That is fucked up.
And he's like really meaning it as the ultimate compliment.
Yeah.
It's like, that is the worst thing. It's the most backhanded.
Even if you had a twin, I'd still choose you.
Unless the twin was busty.
Identical.
Yeah, busting thinking, out.
You both twins have side nips, all right? And he's into it. They're also both 14.
That was that one, just about how stupid that lyric was, and I think I commented that on the tweet. But then it made me realize that most of social media is just trying to one-up what someone's original post was when you comment, right? So he had a good tweet. It was like antichrist anarchist is the stupidest rhyme. And then me even commenting that, I just feel like so much of commenting on anything is like, I can one up that, like, check this out.
There are pests who solely do it on Twitter. There are certain people that's like their whole thing, and they don't even tweet themselves. They don't even like your tweet.
No.
They just get on there, and that's the ultimate compliment. If they comment on it, you're like, you think this is funny.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're trying to up it.
Oh, the worst, though, is to comment from someone who doesn't even follow you, you know?
If they don't like it, if they don't follow you, I'm like, I literally out loud, get the fuck out of here. I'm not responding to you. Can't like it or say nothing.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. So I felt gross in that regards. I was like, am I just trying to one-up it? But I also think it's so stupid. And I'd like Anna Flag, and I've seen him live before, but yeah, that lyric really sucks.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But that's what you get for listening to shit punk.
All right. Yeah. Coming from a guy in a bright yellow jumper.
His vinegar. All right, torched by the king.
Wait, I was coming around to something.
I actually don't know what music you listen to, Kevin. Oh, no, I do. You listen to fucking Ween.
Yeah. I'm a Ween head.
Ween cover bands or something.
Yeah, I go to Ween cover bands.
Do you like Weezer?
I don't mind Weezer.
They're better than Ween.
I didn't like... Whoa.
Weezer. Yeah, Weezer better than
Grimes.
Ween.
Get her out.
I thought you were trying to say Grimes was the best. And I was like, agree?
This is a weird thing. This happened to me recently. I notoriously hate Weezer. I'm not a Weezer fan.
You got Blue Album on display in your lounge room.
I told Buddy Holly, my girlfriend listens to Buddy Holly a lot. And
just the one track?
I said, my mate and I, we were absolutely blind and we were drunk and we were all partying and stuff. And I said to him,
crazy, cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
You're fucking cool, man.
Yeah, it was cool. It was in the Dandy Nongs and we're having a few drinks around a dinner
table.
Fucking
sick, weeks ago?
It was loose ass. It was a long time ago. Yeah. But I said to him, oh, I don't mind Buddy Holly. You know, I reckon it's a good song. But I didn't tell him any other information. So then he bought me the Blue Album for my birthday.
All right.
That's actually a thoughtful friend.
Such a nice. And I was like, oh, and I thought it was a joke. Like, I laughed in his face when I got it. Like, ah, good one, man. This is so,
he's like, what the man? What?
But I didn't say anything. You bought me a fucking album from a band I hate. I love that.
Yeah.
But then I my girlfriend made me put it on. I actually like it now.
No, and I said, wall-to-wall classic.
It's a good album.
Yeah.
And then I rang him and said, man, you know you bought me that album to fucking play a practical joke on me? Weezer's actually a good album, so in your face, idiot. And he's like, no, I bought it for you because you told me you liked the songs. And it was a touching thing.
I hope he listens to it because it just makes him sound like the best guy.
Yeah, I know. It's a great gift.
Oh, he's the best. Elliot's the best. Shout out to Elliot.
But it's weird. People just associate Weezer and Ween because
I think it's just
the
title.
They sound
I hate it. So many people used to say it to me and I was like, shut the fuck up.
I thought they were the same era as well, though.
Kind of the same era.
90s.
Yeah.
That's also why
Ween
are
a little
it.
Bit earlier and... It is kind of, you know, from that kind of more alternative music was coming up then, so they're not the same music, but the same kind of area genre,
yeah,
I gotcha. You know?
Yeah.
This is kind of weird, Mike. Cameron Diaz, first movie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what were you?
The deep mask.
Dive wank there?
it was, I will say this, the mask when she first appears.
She is so hot in the mask.
A sexual awakening for a young Jewish Sri Lankan boy.
Oh, yeah.
In Kansas City.
I would actually agree with that. Yeah. I wasn't even gay yet, but something got my attention. I remember being like,
yeah.
I'm very interested in this woman.
More of this.
I'm very interested in
lady.
Her. I don't know, I need to. But I was also very interested in the dog, so I don't think I was quite in my sexual peak. I was, and I ended up with a Jack Russell. So there you go. That whole movie formed me, comedian Jack Russell girlfriend.
Yeah.
And swing music. You love swing.
Of course. Yeah. And bright suits.
Bright suits. Zoot suits.
I'm always saying, somebody stop me.
Yeah.
I'm always like, how many sugars in my coffee? 3. Somebody stop me.
When you walked in tonight, you're like, smoking. We're like, all right.
No, seriously, this fucking vinegar
fire.
Is smoking.
I was trying to wonder why you opened with that. All the time.
6 years of stand-up. No one knows why I open with smoking.
Well, The Mask was actually on TV last night, and we watched it, and we had an argument. Well, not an argument, but like a...
you're not as good as Cameron.
Yeah,
why don't you look
her.
Like that? whether it was her first movie or not. And yeah, sure enough, The Mask is the first film she was ever in.
She surely did some little
She was a
shit.
Model before that. And
she had done some little stuff.
She was actually in Coca-Cola ads in Australia. Before that.
Oh, really?
She was big time.
Yeah. Something About Mary. Like,
big
she
time
had
as she was coming up. Though.
Yeah.
To get an ad in another country.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that was, she was only 21 apparently in The Mask. So
really?
Yeah.
Legal?
Legal?
Legal? Sorry, you say 21, I hear legal.
It's the funny how guys like say that. She's like, yeah, man, she's legal.
She's legal. It's so like, American.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. So you can fuck her. That's cool for you then. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
man, it's just legal. What is legal in America? It's not even 20. 18. It's like 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need that quickly.
Well, 16 in some states.
Smoking.
Yeah, but you can't take them across state lines. Yeah.
That was my term for legals. Yeah, she's smoking.
She's smoking.
Don't worry, she's smoking.
She can buy a packet of cigarettes. She's legal, baby.
Yeah.
There's...
One more.
Okay, we'll do one more. Blonde guy with goatee.
Blonde guy with goatee. Oh,
is that like a grown up Malfoy? That's
James
growing
here
up
or
Malfoy.
Actually, grown up Malfoy. Is he? Does he still have the goatee?
He had like a little face thing when he grows it. He's like the. What have you got? Almost, but you've got more of a beard. What's
this
that?
Is bad now. Like so, I know
no,
my
I can
facial.
Really see it on the podcast.
Well, I have shitty facial. Not as bad as Capper, who looks like he just wandered out of a cave.
I'm the Unibomber now.
Yeah, Capper's is like mainly neck hair, which is upsetting.
It's joined to my chest.
Oh, gross. Like. Oh, fuck.
I don't know whether to say what I want to say.
Say it.
Well, like, no, I don't want to set Cuffer's feelings. I don't know. Oh. I just, well, look, Mike, I was going through photos the other day and I showed my girlfriend one of you doing something funny and she's like, haha. But then 30 seconds later, she goes, some men shouldn't grow beards.
But this is, we're living in the worst, you know, beards in history because everyone's grown their shit out in ISO. Yeah. And I was just visiting with friends and two of the guys that were over there had fucking feral beards, right?
Why, you know, what do they, like, is this all anyone's been waiting for as, like, dudes that just, like, what, they don't have to go to an office or something?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, and it's so. Laziness and, you know, you're just at home and, you know, who cares? And for, I guess, would you, if stand-up were to go back tomorrow, would you shave that or would you leave it?
I'm debating because it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
So bad.
Yeah.
But I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it is funny, you know.
Your partner hates it.
Oh, she hates it. And... it really limits what clothes you can wear. You kind of got to wear a collar.
Do you got to wear a
bright yellow jumper.
If you're wearing a bright yellow jumper, I do look insane. I look totally insane.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, you need something right now.
Yeah, but it's got a bit of pop, this jumper. It kind of, if it was a little bit dirty.
Oh, like sorry, no, I don't like it on you. I like it on a toddler.
Yeah, it has a toddler vibe to it.
Yeah,
know?
But that's cool. I mean, I got the beard and the toddler jumper.
And there's juice stains.
So it kind of, I don't have any juice stains on
it. It's checking.
I think with most, I really get, sorry, when I get with Mark, I just go to town attacking you. But I was going to, most people, adults, you'd be like, it's not juice, it's alcohol. But with you, it could be juice.
I think it's juice.
No, I haven't had juice in a while. No? Stay away from it. It's either water or alcohol, baby.
I'm with you there. That's the way I roll. That's 100% agree with you there. Don't drink sweet drinks unless it has alcohol in it. Don't be silly.
No. Diet Coke people piss me off. Or like Coke Zero.
I reckon I'm a Coke Zero person.
Wrong with that?
Just drink
Coke. It's the opposite
Coke.
Of juice. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm not drinking sugary drinks unless it's got booze in it.
Just go full premium. Yeah. Why are you going unleaded?
Well,
I don't drink much soft drink.
Health consideration, I guess. You know,
you can't tell me it's good for you, even Coke Zero.
No, I mean,
it's still battery.
You're
it's
still
not
dumping
good for me,
black liquid into your body.
It's not good for me, but nothing's really good for you today.
Yeah. Nothing's good, guys. They're all against us.
Yeah.
It's the mafia.
Yeah. The only thing good for you is our Patreon, so make sure you join to get heaps of bonus content. Do you like that? Was that a good segue? Right.
Yeah. Recent studies.
Gorgeous.
Recent studies have shown that if you listen to our Patreon, you will have a girthy peen and
forward-pointing nips.
And a forward-pointing nips and a sweet ute.
Yeah,
sweet
uterus. Girthy ute.
The girthy ute. You'll have
ute,
all those
baby.
Things.
Get on the Patreon. Heaps of bonus content. Only $5 a month to get. We're trying to do 4 bonus episodes a month.
Yeah.
Plus little videos and vignettes.
Yes.
What's that?
I don't know. I just thought it sounded cool.
Vignette.
Mark, I think my ute just lost some girth. I don't know what something cool is.
Grimes. We haven't gone through your phone.
Oh, yeah. What are we going to do now?
All right.
God, Mike's had a few ciders. He's losing control.
I wish I had another drink.
Oh, I can get you another one. Want me to get you another one?
Yes.
All right. Just ring your bell and make Caitlin.
Don't name it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Shell Grimes loud enough. Grab me one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Grimes.
So.
All right, he's gone. This is the Patreon episode, right? Yeah,
this is it. This is the bug. Actually, one of the best things when Capper left the room when we had Cameron Duggan on, and we just ragged on Capper so hard, and it was like a huge.
One of my favorite best friends, Duggan.
No, oh, the best. Yeah. And I shared with him that Becky said about Capper that he looks like he smells like dog shit.
I lived with him, and Becky, you're right. I had to teach him that you can't just leave your clothes in the washing machine for a week.
Fuck, that was quick.
He was so quick. Oh, my God. Hey, man.
Hey, we're just...
talking about dogs.
Talking about Weezer. Yeah.
Weezer.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
You're really into beer now. Hey.
Yeah, I'm being a bit of a... Well, when I saw you,
Gotta have a hobby.
Gotta keep yourself occupied somehow.
You gotta have an excuse for alcoholism.
I would just get a few weird ones a day to just give them a little try out.
It's actually the worst. These carbonated, it's fun to booze and do one of these, but we're all just suppressing the worst burps and fucking horrid belches. You do it normally, but then when you
have
a few
pull,
beers.
There's a lot of pulling the microphone away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did a few yesterday when we recorded a Patreon. I was just... Me just going, brr. And they had the camera on as well. You had the camera on as well.
What happened down there? Did you do some shots?
Did you mainline some whiskey?
We should do a shot, actually. Well, I got a bottle of JMO.
I'm into it.
I'm into it the moment this ends, and then we'll do a Patreon.
Yeah.
Where I show my uterus to the camera.
It's a girth lord.
You can tell it's girthy from the outside.
All right,
what are we doing here? What are we doing?
So Wardo in the Oppo will be going through.
Ooh.
Let's see. It is notes.
Notes.
Have you been making any? Man.
Actually.
I haven't.
My notes and my Twitter's empty. You guys better get photos because I've been screenshotting like mad.
Really?
I'm probably going to get canceled. The amount of screenshots I have at the moment.
So many screenshots. And
just flip through.
Oh, shit. This is a notebook.
Yeah. So there's heaps of stuff.
I wish I could see Alex's vagina. What is this?
Just land on something.
Right. No.
Oh, so something random?
My dream journal.
All right, this one's good, I reckon.
Yeah, okay. Well, first, talk about the doodle at the top.
The big
what,
doodle?
The doodle?
Okay, it's not what you guys are thinking, whoever's listening. Yeah. It's not.
I would never draw a penis.
No.
Never.
Too gay.
Yeah. I'm a heterosexual man.
He's a heterosexual man.
You just draw puss?
Yeah, I just draw.
On the walls of toilets everywhere, just draw pussies. NC.
Yeah, you do. It's his initials.
Your initials. It took me a little while to catch on to that. I was like, what's that mean?
Yeah.
I'm still in high school when it comes to...
Nick Combs.
Right. Not cool?
All right, I'm just going to...
Fuck. That's been my curse my whole life.
All right, so this is fascinating. This is actually the ramblings in a handwritten... notebook.
Yes. Yeah.
And this is how you've been writing lately.
And he's dated it 23rd of May.
Yeah.
When was that?
Today.
Fuck, all right. Sorry, I'm very deep in COVID ISO. Yeah.
You did some work today. That's cool.
Yeah, I've been trying to write an hour or two a day.
Oh,
shit.
But I've taken a couple of days off.
Yeah.
What do you write about?
I try to write any idea I can. Any idea.
Yeah.
Sketches, comic strips, stand up, whatever I can.
Yeah, right. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm all for it. That's good. Okay, Preston Drive-Thru Espresso. Now, have you written espresso or is that the name of the place? Because in Australia we say espresso.
Yes, and my girlfriend corrects me all the time.
Like, yeah, I feel like we're very similar. Frustrated.
Espresso.
And right. Yeah. Very similar people with you.
It's a real trend of people around me.
Yeah.
Oh, and then she must have seen it quite quickly because here you've written espresso correctly.
Yeah, I did.
In the next line.
Oh, she was watching you write this shit down.
No, I thought of that and I'm like, oh, fuck, I've got to change it.
That's how they do it in France, though, so that's cool, man.
Yeah, you could say I've got a European vibe about me.
That's how they do it in the espresso region.
Nice croissant.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at that.
That's better than not cool.
Well, it was quick.
Nice croissant.
It was quick.
It was.
If that's what you need to hear. An ad for Preston Drive-Thru Espresso. Guy's wife leaves him for a woman in Guatemala?
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
I don't know how to spell Guatemala.
No, either do I. That's not on you.
Right.
Letters.
Didn't even know they had a lot of lesbian relationships in Guatemala.
Oh,
lives for a woman. Yeah, right. Fuck.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's actually pretty interesting stuff to me.
I thought
like a romantic novel to me. Like, wow, nothing. I've never connected with anything like this.
You just read silently for the next 10 minutes.
I was going crazy today. I was driving around and I saw this place, Preston Drive-Thru Espresso, and I just started singing this song. I was like, Preston Drive-Thru Espresso, come on and drive through. You don't even need to get out of your car. You just grab a coffee. Come on, guys. I really need it. I built a drive through. My wife left me for a woman in Guatemala.
Oh, so you made this
Didn't
up.
Know okay. They had lesbian relationships over there. Thought it was quite Catholic in that region. But it doesn't matter. I'm just a guy. I'm quite accepting of new relationships. I send her money. She's built a fortune. Yeah, and then it just like goes on a big ramble, you know. Like,
what do you mean? Then it goes on a big ramble,
and then it just cut, you know, the joke where it goes. Yeah. Anyway, come on in to Preston Drive-Thru Espresso.
Grab yourself. I like
a nice
it.
Cup of coffee.
It's great.
Yeah. I didn't realize you just made up this lesbian part. I figured you spoke to someone on the drive-thru and they were like, "Hey, man, this fuck thing happened.
Yeah,
my wife left me for a woman. Guatemala.
Well, you know how." Yeah, you know how like some words are funnier than others, and I think like lesbian from Guatemala is like a funny sentence.
It is.
It
you
is.
Know what I mean? Like it's funny.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So that's why
That's why I had such a terrible holiday there. Like, you know where I can find any of these lesbians? Everyone's like, good one, lady.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Funny joke. You should be a comedian. Yeah.
You picked the wrong holiday.
If you were a man, you'd be the best comedian.
Go over to Nicaragua. That's where we got all the lesbians.
I got one more little note here. I don't mind doing the washing. I just hate putting it away. And then full stop. New sentence, hate putting it in the cupboard.
Okay.
I just hate putting it away. Hate putting it in the cupboard.
Because you write freer when you're writing with a pen. It's different typing it into your phone. You know,
I'm actually respect that you've been writing that much. I'm a lazy little bitch. Physically, I'm at my prime. Oh, I've been running
wide,
so much.
Girthy, ute.
Yeah, despite all the alcohol I've been drinking, I'm
running
still
up walls,
running
a lot,
cooking like crazy. I'm a chef now. But
to write
that, to fuck. But also, I am impressed. But also, there's no like reflection in that. There's just a repetition of what you hate.
Yeah.
There's some real depressing stuff I've written,
Grimes.
It was Grimes out
like,
of this.
Like, am I good at stand-up anymore? I look back through the pages sometimes because you just write with no conscious, you know. You're just trying to write whatever you can. I saw a sentence the other day like, will I ever do this again? Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that. Like, it was fucking
will
terrible.
I ever see your face again?
I mean, we're all in the same boat. Fucking.
And then at the bottom of this page, I've got flamboyant triangle. So let's see if I can make a bit of stand up out of that of some kind.
What would a flamboyant triangle say?
I got three sides, baby.
Isosceles.
He's that's good.
Or that guy's
ding 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 ding.
That guy's a cute. All right, fuck you.
Has anyone seen my long stick? I need it to bang me on the side.
Oh, I got a right angle. All right.
I got nipples on there on every corner.
That's pretty good.
I believe in equilateral rights.
See?
I love that.
That was actually real good. That was it just turned us into shitty improv players.
Yeah. It made me realize how easy improv is. Just
crushed that.
I just was like, we're doing it. Let's start a sketch group. We're doing it.
We crushed that fucking hard.
Yes, and I want to kill myself.
Wardo's phone, but you're saying no notes.
Well, no, like, I don't think you'll find anything.
Yeah.
You can try. I mean, maybe notes.
Yeah,
but
you're saying draft
but
tweets.
There's no tweets.
What do you think about search history or?
There should be something, but I'm honestly, it could be a lot of cooking. That's the problem with me coming on this show.
It's camera roll.
Oh, okay.
And you can Grimes out if there's any screenshots. I'll try to dance around it without being specific as much as possible.
All right,
and
here you go.
We can discuss it generally. But yeah, I've been screenshotting like a madman as well.
I mean, you might have to go off a bit to get to the stuff.
But. Wow, there's a lot of interesting shit.
Oh. There's some weird shit in there.
Yeah, a lot of dog content.
There's always a lot of dog. Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so this just looks like
a lesbian engagement photo I found on Reddit, and it's very funny.
Well, can I say what leaps out of me?
I don't know them, but you can make fun of them as much as you want because it's hilarious.
Well, just, you know, what leaps out of me straight away is that one of them is they're embracing each other and one is on a skateboard.
That's why I screenshot it. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh.
Yeah, it was there's this page on Reddit that I follow called Lesbian Actually, and it is the worst. I feel like I can say this being one.
Yeah.
It is the worst page ever. It is like, imagine Redditors that are lesbians apart from me. But they are like, that want to post about their relationships. And I do not understand. They said, this is our engagement photo. And said, if our love sends us to hell, if I remember correctly, then I'll go there running or something. I don't know. But I just don't it's so funny that she is in dress shoes on a skateboard. I think she wanted to be taller and thought, what's the coolest way that I can be taller than my girlfriend?
Yeah, she's.
I know. I'll get on a fucking longboard, and then I looked at the comments, and one person wrote, "It's actually not a skateboard; it's a longboard." Is that it? There, is that the screenshot?
That looks like
that's
Reddit.
A different one.
Okay,
yeah. And so then she commented, "The person in the photo is actually a wobbleboard."
Oh, God. She clarified.
I can't believe someone's marrying you.
Well, because it has made her taller.
It's
but
actually
she...
a wobble board.
But yeah. Then the other girl's still on her tiptoes. Yeah. She's trying to catch up.
I know.
Oh, it's so weird.
What
it's...
a power move.
That's love to the
I
extreme.
I wish we could show this to listeners. It's so funny.
Oh,
and
we'll
they're
put
not
it
cool. They are not cool people. Like, I'm happy for their love. Thank God they found each other. But
yeah.
Yeah. She kickflipped right into the other one's heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I don't think you're... And also, it's like you can tell she doesn't skate. Like, you can just tell. She's not
that's
a
like
skater.
A,
yeah.
That's like a double pity fuck. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know when two people...
All right. This one's right up my alley. It's a ripped Jar Jar Binks. It's Jar Jar Binks on a like ripped is, hot yeah, guy's
this
torso.
This is because this I was super drunk a few weeks ago and this guy started messaging me on its Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought he was a robot, so I just started testing him with shit.
Oh, like, this is his. Do you want to read the
oh,
what,
yeah,
what
yeah,
he
there
sent
it is.
To you? Yeah. All right. So this is a rando on Insta that found you. And then was he like sliding into your DMs like that? He was hitting on you or what was the...
I think so.
Yeah.
I think that's right. He said, hey, beautiful, how are you doing? I'm Whoa. Charles from Ottawa and I own a construction company in California. Oof. I'd like to be your sugar daddy if you don't mind. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Okay, so this was a big thing.
Oh, I don't know if he was hitting on you. This sounds like a friend thing.
Honestly, I think I was quite
that's
intoxicated.
What I said to Mike when I first met him.
I said, hey, sorry, your projects are taking forever. Must be an exhausting but lucrative... but exhausting but lucrative because his page, he has at every single project, he says the same thing. This is taking forever. So that was me being funny.
Right. All right.
So I was like, your projects are taking forever. He said, thank you, beautiful. How was your sleep? And I said, not good. I have night terrors. I wake up screaming every 2 hours. Sad face because I was just messing with him, right?
Yeah.
So then he says, what? Sorry about that. It's so sad. Wish I was there to cuddle you to sleep. At this point, I thought, maybe he's not a robot because I thought he was a robot. And I said, I don't think it would be safe for you to be here. Sometimes during my terrors, I black out and attack anyone close to me.
I think he's legit. This is a legit
dude. No, he's a legit dude, but you'll see. Anyway, I still was like, I just thought maybe he was trying to get my money. And then he said, all my money. That doesn't sound great. I can hold you though. And maybe you wouldn't even get to have... to have those night terrors. Tell me about yourself, beautiful. So you guys must wonder what it's like being a male in comedy. This is what it's like being a female in comedy. Right.
Yeah.
I said, what are you wearing? And then he said, I'm shirtless. Why do you ask? And I said, do you look like this?
Oh,
and then I sent the shirtless Jar Jar Binks.
Fuck
ripped.
Yes.
And then he said, what? Question mark, exclamation mark, exclamation mark. And then he said, are you kidding me? And then I wrote, me so funny.
Fuck.
I can't believe I got to actually tell that story
it's
on a
great.
Podcast because I just realized that had you not have found this, I think I probably would have just forgotten about
it. Oh, totally.
It.
Yeah. Just hot
this
Jar Jar Binks.
This seems so planned, but it wasn't. I'd forgotten all about this. And then he never applied to me so funny, which I thought was probably the funniest response to anything I've ever done.
He was hoping for me so horny, but all he got was...
I feel like you're going to have to put up both pictures, that one and the lesbians.
Send them through, text them through to us. Listeners would love to see the
he
skateboarding
didn't even block me yet.
Wedding lesbians and the hot Jar Jar Binks.
Oh,
he's so fucking
we
ripped.
Would use that photo in a hack just to... post or send to someone randomly.
I reckon so. Some guy said that he was watching Shrek with his kids today and it's totally ruined him because of all the Shrek porn that we put up.
Well, a lot of Shrek dicks.
We love his big
love
green dick.
I mean, I don't watch Shrek porn, but I do love the idea of it.
Yeah,
it's so good.
I once did look up just literally because I was like, it must exist, Avatar porn, and boy did it exist.
Oh,
it
of course.
Someone who doesn't watch that much porn, I was like, maybe.
Anything nerdy has been animated to be just hardcore porn.
And we're talking about it, whenever they have those ones in porn, like Avatar ones or whatever, they have the blue paint, but it always wears off the shaft.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all blue, but then the shaft is just, oh, look, we're just going to deal with this.
At the example I saw, that was exactly it. The crutch didn't have any. You just look fucking insane.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's bad sex if all the blue paint is still there.
Yeah.
It's not enough friction.
You don't wear the paint off. It's
at least have a blue condom or something.
Well, fuck, we should get into the hacks.
Let's do it. Let's roll.
All right, pointy end of the episode. I'll roll the dice first, see what I have to do this week. Fuck, it is a one, which is socials.
Now, Mike,
oh, God.
We've been sitting on this one for a while.
What do you got?
I'm such a such a bad boy, but I think I know.
I'm such a bad boy. I'm gonna hate
such
this.
Such a bad boy. Now the only thing is, I don't know. I put you in a group. Yeah. Added you to a group called Hot Chicks.
Yes, you did.
And you've been sending me photos for the last 3 weeks of the worst shit. It's on the fucking planet.
I'll show Wardo now. I'll just scroll through. I put in Hot Chocks.
Wardo, we're in a, what was that other group that you put me in?
Oh, is this an appreciation type page?
It's like dudes. Yeah.
It's not actually just chicks who think they're hot.
No,
right?
It's guys. No, it's all guys going, check out this chick. And so, yeah, right. So it gets
sounds you,
just
pretty
it
fucked.
Gets fucked straight away. It's some that first one is a chick in fishnets and kind of an older lady who's just.
Oh.
Holding up her veg, like a yeah. She's got a it's lot fun. Of.
It looks that's, like a purse.
She's got a girthy.
Wow, that's she a, actually has a girthy veg. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen anything like.
Mike sent that to me last night. He's like, "Get me out of this fucking group," and he sent it to me.
I mean, at the other angles, it's not so bad, but that front one, it's so just bad.
Yeah, it's so many. Like every once in a while, like I'll be my partner will like look over my shoulder, and it'll be a post like that. She's like, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "It's for the podcast." She's like, "Yeah, sure." And then most of the posts, like you're like, oh, "I guess, yeah, that sure, that's a hot chick." But the ones I send you are the most horrific posts they put up in the group.
Bummer. Put them on a skateboard, I'd be interested. So that was similar, I suppose, for anyone wondering.
Yeah.
So this is crazy insight for me. I got to be honest. I don't looking up stuff like this ever, and I forget that this exists.
Yeah, it's bad. Like, a lot of it is, for some reason, it's like women in burkas who, like, have their cleavage out. They're busty, capper.
Yeah, busty.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I like
busty burkas.
This one's pretty good, because you don't think it's anything until you see it.
Oh, yeah. She's just looks like
she's got the lips out.
It's a lippy page.
Oh man, because you added me one to ball bags and handbags,
yeah,
and that was people posting their own photos,
yeah,
and just the worst shit ever,
yeah,
just terrible.
But this, I can't wait to get out of this.
All right, somebody take me before I come everywhere.
Not in my room.
Excuse me. Yeah, it's vinegary enough up here.
Oh God, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to post in this group?
So I want you to invite.
Oh my God, that's actually
that's
sorry.
So funny. Yes,
I want
yes,
you
yes.
to invite what the first. 10 friends that come up that don't have
that
anything to
women,
do with comedy.
That aren't.
Okay.
Oh, that, no, even including women. That, not Carl.
All right.
Fuck
well,
that shit.
The first two that aren't in comedy.
Invite Carl, actually. Invite Carl Chandler.
Yeah?
Yeah.
10? Really?
Yeah,
10?
10.
All right. Chandler Carl. Is invited. Fuck, this
Brandon?
Is actually good.
Yeah.
There's a guy who runs a room in Perth.
Oh, no, no, no.
My brother?
Yeah.
I thought we were leaving family out of this.
No,
I'm not going to do my sister because
okay,
you fucking made me do the porn star thing the other week. my fiance?
No.
Scott is a guy I grew up with. He was going to be best
that
man at the wedding.
Good.
Yep, invite him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Haley? Who's
no.
Haley?
I feel like women could be a bit offensive.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Unless there's anyone that's like a woman version of me. Maggie's
Maggie Look?
Good.
All right.
Invite Maggie.
Yeah, yeah she's a former guest of the show. Ronnie Chang? This is fun.
Yeah, Ronnie Chang.
Yeah,
yeah Ronnie.
Okay.
And
not
then,
my dad. Skipping my dad. This is a guy I went to high school with.
Oh, yeah, Tyler. Yep.
Okay.
Bring Tyler
that's
on.
Enough, isn't it? Have you had enough?
One more. Come on.
The known homosexual Tom Ballard.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
All right, is that enough?
And maybe this Jason.
Okay, all right, Jason. He's a guy in New York.
Yeah.
Are you happy now?
Yeah, that's great.
What the fuck?
That's
would they
so
think
good.
Well, not only been hacked for the show, but the people who don't. A very confused notification for people to get.
Yeah. A few past guests there, but I think it'll be funny either way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes, mate. Thanks for being a good sport.
God damn it.
Now you can get out of that fucked group.
Yeah,
oh,
God. But now I'm
so
kind
terrible.
Of into it.
I would get a message
you're
at like midnight when you can just tell Mike was, you know, just feeling a little erogenous.
Erogenous?
What is it? I don't know. Feeling a little horny.
Erotic?
Erotic?
Yeah. All right. Throw the dice, Cap. Fuck, that was a good hack. It was a long time.
One as well.
One as
well. It's been a double whammy. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Sorry, we nearly dropped the Zoom.
Yeah.
Nearly fell off
the bed.
The bed. I don't know. I was going to say.
Were you drinking
funny.
All day? What's with
no,
you?
No. This is my first. Oh, this is second drink. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, Capper, it's socials for you.
All right.
Okay. So let's see what I have for Capper.
Ooh.
I think he should have to share.
Hot
one of
chicks?
Those lip shots directly on his page.
Yeah?
No, it's too bad. It's like, actually, they're really full on. It's just straight porn.
What should we do? Should we do another porn one? This is graphic again, and it's gross, but maybe we'll do a porn. After you've just made me invite all these respectable people to Hot Chicks.
Yeah.
Should we make Capper?
I feel like you should post on... What were you going to say? But I have an idea.
Okay. Do you want to give yours
first? I feel like something
first?
Where he's trying to be woke, like posting on a gay boy's page. Like, do you guys think these guys are cute? Hey, where it's like a gay couple.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you have to do it onto mine and everyone just sees it.
Yeah. And they think.
Like the lesbians or something.
Oh, yeah. Do you think onto your page and you're
Post onto my page and be like, these girls are cute. Can't wait for you and Hannah to get married.
Yeah. What do you think of these? That's actually pretty good.
Oh, that's
if
so
you do it
bad.
Onto mine, everyone will still see it, and I can share it.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah. So what?
You just say these girls are cute. Can't wait for you and Henny to get married.
Or what do you think of these ones?
Oh, what do you think of these ones? Yeah. Even if it's not them, we go slightly sexier, but those ones are not.
Oh, fuck.
Those
that
ones
is
are too
so
funny.
So brutal.
So, all right. Wardo. So
what if I just Google lesbian?
Shot? Yeah, yeah.
I think you send Capper the skateboard photo.
Okay, I'll send you that. Because that's not too cooked. That's like.
Is that not cooked enough? Wouldn't I want to put one? Not.
Yeah,
to
I
fuck,
think one that's got a bit busty.
Yeah, one that's like sexy.
Well,
where not, I've obviously but not been, too funny.
The one on the skateboard is too
I'm
funny.
I'm going to look
I
up
think.
Lesbian. Yeah.
That's me having
I'm going to look up
like,
lesbian cute.
What do you think of these ones?
You know? What do you think of these ones? Yeah.
Okay, I got Austin. It. I already found one. I've All got right. one. It's just like cute. Let's
describe
one,
the
one of these
photo?
Two. Either the top one or the one under it.
All right.
Oh, see. Yeah. So there's one under. It's black and white, and they're straddling, one straddling the other, holding each other up.
Okay.
And, yeah. And you send it.
Or this one even?
Yeah, that's great. Should we go with the not Wardo? Should we go with like Zoe Coombs Marr or what? Just what do you think of these ones?
Are you friends with
her? Are you friends with her?
Hey, I don't. Zoe.
Who else are you friends with?
I don't think so. What? Can't I just send it to you and then I just look like a fool to you?
I mean, everyone well,
already, already, already yeah. dug myself one level deep.
And the thing is, I won't delete it, so that's perfect. Oh, and then fuck. I can comment on it. What the fuck?
Oh, this is so bad. Oh, man.
All right, we're going to go with that then?
Yeah. All right, send me the photo.
Okay. You want the black and white straddle
I think
one?
Brett.
Yeah.
So what do you think of these ones?
Yeah. What do you think of these ones?
Have you got your airdrop turned on?
Wouldn't you just send it to me on Facebook Messenger?
Because I'm living in the future, man. Yeah. Like a normal person. All right.
I don't have AirDrop. I got Oppo Drop.
I forgot you had
Droppo.
Droppo. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get Henna to comment on it. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
What do you think of these ones?
What do you think of these ones?
And then just the flame.
The flame. Yeah, yeah, like fire emoji. Yeah.
Oh, this is so terrible.
It's not pornographic, though, so you got that going.
Yeah, but it's so...
It's interesting, though, because...
It's black and white.
I was thinking you think of another lesbian you're friends with, because if Wardo does a hack, is it too much on her pay? Oh, unless you tweet something. If you tweet something, you know. We'll give you options.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just do it. Just do it on Wardo's page. What do you think of these ones? Anything else or just that?
What do you think of these ones?
Oh, no.
I would say pee cute. Pee, not pretty, pee cute.
Yeah, yeah.
And then flame still, like it's like.
Yeah, bit of all right.
Oh, God.
It's funny, but people know you guys are like close friends and stuff.
You're lucky because half the people will be like, what the fuck? And half will be like, they've got a good friendship.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I could have made you do it to some other lesbian in comedy. What are they, like two? What did I say? Carlson before?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. My successful comedian.
Yeah, send it to Hannah Gadsby.
What do you think of these ones? This is so fucked.
All right.
What do you think of these ones? Pea cute?
Pea
cute. Bit of all right. Or, yeah, just bit of all right.
Bit of all right.
I think that's good.
Bit of all right. Jesus Christ.
And it's like late on a Saturday night.
I feel like I really want to lay it on you, though, and be like, happy couple, more like happy me. You just do
what
it.
Do you think of these ones? Bit of all right.
And then the flame.
Fuck. Jesus Christ.
Wardo.
All right.
We have some suggestions for you.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Or, yeah, and I think Twitter, Capper, is still. Are you still working on yours over there, Capper?
Yeah, I'm trying to look up the fire emoji. Where's that?
Oh, God. Can't you just write fire and it pops up?
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. All right. It's posted.
Oh, that's posted. Fuck, that's one of the best in a while, I'd have to say.
Well, it's so funny.
And on the spot, yeah. I'm just riffing
killer.
Here.
What do you think of these ones? Graphic
at
porn.
Least it's on my page.
What like, do you think of these ones?
It's a kind
bit of all right. Fuck. I look like the most because I'm clueless as it is. To look even more clueless is.
I'm definitely going to get Hannah to comment on what the fuck.
okay. So good. Capper.
That is so brutal.
What do you have for Wardo?
Oh, what have I got for Wardo? All right, mate. Well, you know, I was going to be nice to you, but.
I think the first one you suggested for Wardo is good because it feels not real but embarrassing enough and annoying enough for you to put up. Because I think last time you were on, before you were on with Taunts, you did the Can People Please Like My Fan Page.
That was
pretty
so
embarrassing,
great.
But then I actually got some likes.
we helped. What do you got?
I got who here is good at took to, who here is good.
Tuk-tuk. That's more embarrassing if I do have to write that.
Who here is good at tuk-tuk?
That's actually pretty good. Who here is good at talk-tick?
Who here is good at TikTok and can show me how to use it?
That's pretty funny. Yeah. I'm at the right age. All right, motherfucker.
That one? Yeah. So that's one suggestion. Do you want to do the others or?
Okay. Mike had a good one.
My one was just you saying, okay, I'm a few wines deep, but I actually kind of miss the touch of a man.
But the thing is about me, because I'm so funny,
that's true. Persona.
I'm being an idiot saying that as a joke, but also they will probably think that could be my best tweet ever.
It just goes nuts.
And look, mate, I don't want to ruin you.
I want to do that one.
Yeah.
Okay. That one's good. The only one I don't want to ruin things
with tuk tuk.
But I thought you could write to our great mate and your podcast friend Luca.
Yeah, he's visiting his family right now in Echuca.
Oh,
okay. Hey, mate, this is kind of out of nowhere thing.
Oh my god!
But I've been thinking about it for a while. But would you ever be interested in a threesome?
That's crazy. It's crazy. Would he know straight away? Does he know you're doing this right now? Or
he actually, he knows I'm hanging out with you.
Yeah.
That's all he knows. So he probably would know.
Still,
but also, I feel like that's so weird because we've spoken about like him being a donor to my kids and stuff. I feel like it wouldn't, it would just be like, haha.
Yeah.
Good one. Yeah. I don't feel like that's going to work as well as a bad tweet.
I think the touch of the man one is.
I feel like messaging Lucas something in the future would work, but probably not.
What about,
like, if I had just been like, I don't want to do a podcast with you anymore, that would like break it. But it's
brutal.
Too mean.
Yeah.
Like, it's too mean.
Yeah, and he's such a good boy.
You
we
can't
don't want
to remember
ruin
when
him
you
too
tried
hard.
To hack him and everyone came out and just was like, he just had so much support.
Oh, of course. Yeah. He's the nicest guy in comedy. Yeah. What are you leaning towards then?
I'm leaning towards the touch of a man.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that one.
Because if it goes well, it goes well. But if it doesn't,
whatever.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing, but also funny.
So what, a few
what
wines
is it?
Deep?
So, okay, I'm a few wines deep. But,
okay, I'm a few wines
deep. Yeah. But
I actually kind of miss the touch of a man.
Yeah. It's a very we're on theme, you know?
Because at the end of the day, maybe 30, 40 people understand that I'm joking, but then there's 1,000 people.
Of course. Yeah. All these bros.
Yeah, I already got that message before. That guy's coming back.
Yeah, of course.
He's
yeah.
like, so. Oh, I thought you were a freak with the Jar Jar Binks stuff. Okay, I'm a few rounds deep, but I actually kind of missed the touch of a man.
Yeah.
It never... our souls become deader and deader as we do this. Like, yeah. we just... You know, I just put that on your page. You just invited your fucking mates to a
to
the worst group ever.
And the It'd be funny to see if any of them accept. Maybe one of the guys I went to high school with. Yeah.
And it's kind of weird because...
There we go.
It almost slips through.
It's up.
Yes.
People know this podcast.
Yeah.
You know, Ballard will know it or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's kind of a sneaky one.
I've already got a like.
What's going on?
What if it's my best tweet ever? Because they're like, funny stuff.
What if MRA...
And next time we'll have to go, I miss the touch of a real woman. And then it'll be like, ooh.
It'd be cool if the MRA offered you like a you know, to be a comedian. Like, first lesbian. Yeah, she's back. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's back on the train.
Finally.
But mate, you do have a great podcast with Luca.
I do. I mean, I like it. Hypo. I like doing it. It's
listened to it.
It's pretty new.
I listened to it last weekend when I was driving around with my girlfriend. It was great.
You've got two laughs.
Fucking hell. Who's liked it?
So Capra's pose on Wardo's wall.
I'm going to comment on it. What the fuck?
Yeah. This is not on or something.
Oh, yeah. No, don't.
I'm going to say what the fuck, haha. Yeah, okay.
Make sure, you check out Wardo's podcast with friend of the show, Luca Mueller. What's it called? Going hypo. Going hypo.
As in hypotheticals.
Yeah,
right.
It's really funny. It's great. Been having a good time. Actually, Mike and I were thinking of a hypothetical yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, what is it? I'm a professional. This is my job. It's my podcasting job.
We discussed it with his fiance.
Yeah.
And,
we
came to a conclusion.
It's a threesome, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's where you came up with this idea.
Yeah, I was like,
well, if you won't do it, I'll get Luca to do it.
Hypothetically, yeah.
If you had a nice mansion, I'm sorry, if you got a nice mansion, but you had to have anal sex every day.
Mm-hmm. I do miss the touch of a man.
Would you do it?
So the condition of a...
How big is this mansion?
A beachside mansion in the city and location of your choosing, but it's conditional on every day you get bummed by some dude.
Yeah, you get bummed by
dude. I'm going to pass on that beachside mansion.
Well, I was saying maybe if it was in Byron Bay.
Yeah, Capri chose Byron Bay. And I said I would probably do...
Yeah.
I said I would maybe do, you know...
You're getting bummed, yeah. You're not giving it.
You're getting bummed.
Yeah, you're getting bummed. Yeah.
When you say you're, as in just me from everybody.
Well, that was another discussion point. Is it the same guy bumming you, or is it a succession of different bummers? But I said, for me, if it was the same dude and he had a micropeen and he pre-jacked.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
In our game, in our podcast, you can't be changing it for the better. You can't be like, he has a micropene.
If anything,
he has a bigger dick than you could have thought.
That's what Mike's fiance and I said. We were like, no.
There's going to be any cross-listeners. Yeah. Just know that we're not mucking around over there.
Yeah, a micropene, that's, you know what I mean? Like, good if you're rocking it, it's fine.
If you'd said micropene.
Yeah.
But no.
Exactly.
The load he puts into your body is still the same. Size, regardless of the size of his
dick. I don't think that would feel as bad as the constant shame of being bummed by a regular size dick every day.
You guys go into this, and we went into this as well. These are like with these, the problems with these hypotheticals. Like, what if you wanted to go on holiday or something? Would he come with you to bum you?
Yeah.
How would you guys approach this?
I think that you would Airbnb it, but you could tell the Airbnb host you don't have to pay if you let this guy bum you.
Yeah.
Every single day.
You can still go on holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. I can do it. I would do it.
I'd say, well, he stays at the house, and if you ever went back to the mansion, it was conditional upon the bumming, right?
So but you could travel. Just go on holiday for a long time.
Yeah, but you still want to come back to your mansion.
You can travel,
but
he goes with you, actually.
So he's still?
He's always with you, bumming you every day.
I thought you could escape.
He needs to go on holiday when you have a fucking, like, how much do you want? You want a beachside mansion at Byron and you still want to go on holidays?
Yeah, true. But you want to get away from the bumming.
Well, you can't. That's the rules.
I mean, yeah, how good is...
Imagine thinking about that empty mansion on the beach with no one bumming anyone. You'd be like, fuck, I'd love to be there right now. You'd never miss home more.
Yeah, exactly. So homesick right now.
Yeah, you're like, mansion or how good is another country? You know, is it really worth getting bummed every night?
Nothing Guatemala is worth getting bummed every day unless you really love getting bummed, in which case you'd be a win-win there.
Yeah,
you
know,
if you actually love it, you'd be like,
I reckon
fuck,
I could get used to it for mentioning in Byron.
Yeah.
Every day, I don't do anything every day. That's the thing. Apart from like maybe drinking coffee.
Yeah.
I don't, and sadly now, booze. But like, you know, I don't do anything every single day. Shower, brush your teeth, whatever.
It would just become part of the routine.
It'd just be like, oh, it's 4 shower, p.m. Shower, brush your teeth.
Yeah,
bum.
Sadly, disrobe. But then there's micropeen.
Who's got the vinegar?
Man, the micropeen is out. Stop trying to sneak it in.
There's no micropeen.
All right, it's not in this. Okay, it's a regular size peen.
If anything, like, this man is like, I feel like I'm a good size.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There's a lot of men out there who are insecure. Yeah.
His,
this guy
his
is like,
rent is just fucking me in the ass every time.
Fuck, he'd be happy.
Oh, yeah, totally. Well, so yeah, so that's the premise of your podcast.
And it's pretty much like that. Weirdly, it does get onto dicks and micropenises a lot.
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's great. Yeah, we hope all the best with it. Because how many episodes are you now?
Maybe like 13. But 13 we're getting some listeners. We're getting some people. I love when people send in would you rather. So even if you're listening to this, go to our Going Hypo page on Instagram and send us a would you rather.
Well, I kind of like it because, you know, you got a lot of podcasts out there just talking nothing. You need a bit of concept. You
need a hook.
And that's what I liked about you guys. We were laughing our asses off, me and my girlfriend. Loved it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Laughed it, mate.
See, I think your post on Wardo's page is too funny because comics are liking it, and Tim Hewitt commented, all I need in this world of sin is me and my girlfriend. You know? It's a lyric to some song.
Ja Rule or something.
Yeah, Ja Rule. Yeah. thank you so much for being on, Wardo.
I just commented, haha, what the fuck, to try and break things up.
Yeah, that's good. And tell us how the tweet goes. Screenshot it before you pull it down or whatever. Capper's stand-up special is still available. Join the Patreon. Get onto iTunes and leave us a review. That's massive.
That would be great.
Written or just 5 stars?
I noticed we've got 7 0-star ones.
Yeah, those are all people we shit on in the podcast. I think the School of Hard Knock Knocks has had it out for
us
for a while.
It's not your fault. The day ours went up, we got one instantly 1 0. And we're like, you haven't even listened. You're an enemy. We don't know who it is. We thought it might be you. Kidding. It wasn't you, but we're like, it's an enemy
it's
in comedy.
Enemy, yeah.
Oh, man, I would put a 0 on the Mug Off podcast. That is a terrible.
That's a classic Mug Off.
Terrible people, aren't they?
Yeah.
I did that 2 weeks ago.
I listened to that. It was very good.
Yeah. I got a few followers from that.
Very funny.
The audio was fucked, though. They really mugged me off with that audio.
I think they mug themselves off with their terrible production quality.
No professionalism.
I was like recording on my end at a high level. I don't know how it ended up so bad. I'm mugging them.
We still got to give them a 0-star now. I was joking before, but
don't do it. They're good boys, but, you know, not as good as going hypo. Or the phone hacks. So make sure you listen to us. Yeah.
Listen both. Thank you so much for coming on, Wardo. Anything else you got to plug? You got something on ABC coming up soon, don't you? Or
something? Maybe. Hopefully.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll talk about that after. No, it's in that to-do pile.
Yeah, okay.
The ABC has like 2 staff members, so let them work away. Grimes!
Well, Grimes!
Grimes, Grimes. Yeah, let's get out of here. Let's get some more drinks. But thank you so much, guys, for listening. Bye.
All right, see you.
Bye. Bye. Phone hacks.